Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. It's Carson and Kenny's
World of Roses. Gabby's in for the roses. Good morning, Gabby.
Good morning.
What's going on? Why do you need to do this with Craig today?
Well, Craig, he's my husband. He had an awards dinner for his sales staff last Friday. Mm-hmm. They went to a really nice restaurant, and that's where he then gave them their bonuses after the nice dinner, basically a big celebration.
Nice.
Yeah, right?
One of his salespeople wasn't able to attend, so he's taking her to dinner tomorrow night. She's young and beautiful. My issue is that I'm a little surprised that I wasn't invited along to this dinner as well. And what's standing out to me is that he is working out a lot this week. He went and got a fresh haircut this week.
Got to do them push-ups.
Dinner.
What?
I feel like rookie mistakes here.
Yeah. Oof. Yikes.
I would feel the same way you do, without question.
I can see where you're coming from. Absolutely.
Okay, so you understand how this works, Gabby. We're going to keep you on the line. We're going to call Craig Kennedy. He's going to pretend to work for his cell phone company, offering up the dozen long-stemmed red roses. Be very quiet. Let this unfold, okay, so we can try and figure out what's going on. Shelly, you ready?
All right, let's find out.
Hello?
Hello, may I please speak with Craig?
This is him.
Hi, Craig. My name is Shelly. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well. Thanks for asking. Just want to preface this call by saying I'm not calling from our billing department. I'm not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department. And we want to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we will send anywhere in the continental United States today, free of charge. How does that sound?
Really?
Yep.
Free?
Swear. It's just something we like to do, you know, with our favorite customers who have been with us. So if you're okay with that, I'd like to start with the card. Just tell me who you'd like me to send them to.
Sure. That's cool. Could you please send them to Mackenzie?
Sure. And what would you like that card to say?
Mackenzie.
Oh, thank you. Sorry about that. And what would you like the card to say?
Can you say thank you for being so amazing, doing a great job, and I'm looking forward to getting closer to you in the future?
Really? Really? You are sending roses to that tramp? Super professional, you.
Okay, Gabby, hang on a second. Hey, Craig.
We don't know what she's doing.
Yes.
This is Carson and Kennedy. We're on the radio right now. This is something we call War of the Roses.
Oh, God. What is going on?
I'll tell you what's going on, Craig. Let me fill you in. You spent all week getting pretty for your professional business meeting with a whore, Mackenzie. God, the name is even trampy.
Oh,
you're sending her roses? First you're going to dinner solo with her, then you're going to send her roses. Could you be more of a cliche?
Are we really on the radio right now?
Yes, we are on the air, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're on the radio. You're on the air. That's usually what happens when you're on the radio.
You are making such a fool of yourself. I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm allowed to thank my employees for their help. And she went above and beyond, and she had to miss the party, so I'm trying to make her feel better, and you're acting like a crazy person.
I'm acting like a crazy person because my man is trying to take out another woman behind my back, sending her roses.
I'm not taking her out. She had to miss the party, and I'm taking... Oh, my God. This is so embarrassing. You're making a fool of yourself, just so you know.
You are making a fool of yourself. You know, she missed the party, making her feel inclusive or something. That's the reason? Yeah, because guess what? My boss sends me roses all the time for my hard work. You freaking liar. You.
Okay, so it looks like Gabby's gone, Craig. It really doesn't seem very professional what you're doing.
You know what, dude? I don't need to hear anything from you. F*** you, honestly. Like, if you want to meddle with people's lives, that's your thing. But seriously, like, this is stupid.
Why did he come at me?
I feel like you could wrap up our entire show with just, this is stupid. Thank you, Craig.
Poor Mackenzie's just sitting like, what just happened?
You don't think he's hooking up with Mackenzie?
I don't know. He might want to.
This is stupid.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.